Wow, it is good to be back. I bring you, we recognize some people here, and it's great to see you guys again. I want to bring you greetings from Europe, from the Middle East, from North Africa, because as we sang this morning, our God is a warrior. He is the mighty warrior who is doing battle. He is the Lamb who is drawing people to himself, and we are witnesses of his grace. So we are total alignment with what you declared this morning, and it's so great to be with you. Well, we are Jeff and Karen Mary. Ministry Essentials, as Bob said, is the organization that we serve with. We are in Budapest, Hungary, like he said. Go ahead and show the map. Hungary is a beautiful place. We live in Budapest, which is a beautiful city, an ancient city, right on the Danube River. If you come, when you come, you can stay with us, and we'll show you around some beautiful places. It also gets a little cold there. Coming from Phoenix, we had to buy some coats. It was, yeah, it was a little
it's
different.
It's been an adjustment.
It's
been an adjustment. So we just wanted to share a little bit about our call today, what we've discovered among the mission community, as Jeff said, from the Middle East, North Africa, Russia, Central Asia. We provide care for workers from all those regions. And one of the things that we've discovered is that 47% of missionaries leave the field within the first 5 years. And if you think about it, it takes 5 to 7 years to acquire a language to the point that you can have heart conversations. Many of them are leaving really feeling ineffective in the work that they've done. And there are a number of reasons that they leave. Primarily, they're stress-related. So we just want to share a couple of those. The first is environment. So for folks who, let's say, they've lived in Ohio on an acre of green grass, and they find themselves in Addis Ababa, for example, behind this. Often workers in countries that are unsafe have to live in compounds. And so it's drastically different, and it's hard, and it's isolating, and it's lonely. So another reason is the issue of culture and language. If you go to the next slide, you'll see what I mean. So this is Hungarian. We can barely say those places. We can drive there, but we can barely say them. It's just a hard language. And for some people, again, trying to learn language, living in a culture in cultures that are just really stressful becomes too much, and so they come back to the States. Mm-hmm. Another reason is the issue of family. One of the things we know is that if you take out the kids, you take out mom and dad. So the pressures coming against children are significant. In the international school in our community in the last year, mm-hmm. we had 6 suicide events. Unsuccessful, so we're thankful for that. But it's just a very significant stressor. And so when the kids are struggling, mom and dad go offline. Another issue is team relationships. I know it's shocking, but sometimes missionaries don't all get along. And so when there's conflict in a team, sometimes people will try another team, and if the conflict is just follows them where they go, sometimes they'll come back. This is our MEI team. We're a very small organization. We're all getting along, so that's really great. So we have staff in Budapest, in Chiang Mai, in a number of places around the world. So we just gathered last summer for our staff gathering. And the last one is the issue of trauma. So I want to tell you about one couple that we worked with. In the period of 6 months, they had had one of their team members was kidnapped by the Taliban, and the U.S. hostage negotiator wasn't in country at the time. So this particular missionary had to negotiate with the Taliban for the release of his teammate, knowing that their organization wasn't going to pay a ransom. So the stress for him having to have that dialogue was significant. 4 months later, a bomb went off two blocks from their home and blew up one of the local churches. And 2 weeks after that, the guard in their compound went rogue and killed half of their team. And for this couple, there was no one in country, no Christian person in country that could do a trauma debriefing for them. So trauma takes people down and takes them off the field.
There you are. Thank you.
Oh, you already
I don't need
one.
That, yes.
This is mine.
So why hungry is a question a lot of people ask us. And it's really a strategic reason, besides it's a beautiful city. It is centrally located. So the workers from Central Asia, from the Middle East, from North Africa, from Russia, can get to us easily. And it's one of those hub cities for mission agencies to come to. In our 2.5 years that we've been here, here are some of the people that have come to our home from these countries. Afghanistan, Cambodia, Serbia, we've had people from Tajikistan, all these different places that they've been able to come to our home and enjoy it. God gave us this beautiful place. It's got 3 extra bedrooms, 2 upstairs and 1 downstairs that we can host people. Our downstairs bedroom, we actually double as a counseling room. When we have individuals, we'll use that as a counseling place. And then when we have couples or families, we move into the living room. Our goal is to provide holistic care for these folks on a pastoral level, helping them with trauma. We bring them into our home for 5-6 days for marriage intensives. Sometimes they just need rest, hospitality. You know, they work in national churches and in that language all day long. So sometimes I'll just pull my guitar out and we'll worship in their heart language, in English. And it just, there's something about it. It just kind of gives you a sense of home and rest. And so it has been a wonderful opportunity to do that. So, Tag, you're it.
Okay. So in the hospitality piece, one of the things that we felt was really important was that we create what feels like an American home. And so we're really grateful because people send us chocolate chips, because you can't get chocolate chips in Hungary. And so for people to come into our home and smell chocolate chip cookies and get to enjoy that is just it's a sweet thing. It's a sweet thing. And so the elements of soul care that we provide, we kind of have a threefold. So one is mm-hmm. we provide individual care, couples counseling, small group, spiritual direction for workers that live locally in Budapest or in the surrounding areas. But for people who live outside sort of all those countries that were listed previously, if there are no counselors in their area, they will come to us and they'll stay for 4 to 5 days for intensives. So we'll do trauma intensives or counseling intensives. And it's just a great time to really to go deep. And then we're able to follow that up with Skype care or Zoom, whatever they have available. And then for people that can't get to us, we do what we call caring in context, where we will travel to their fields. So sometimes it's because if they leave the country they're in, their visa situations are a little dicey. They may be able to get out, but not be able to get back home. So we can go in on a tourist visa. It's no problem. If they ask us to leave, we just leave. No big deal. We don't lose anything there. So that's been a real special opportunity for us to be able to travel to their own living rooms. And then, of course, we do Skype care follow-up. So one of the things we know is for all of us, when we are moving forward to bring the gospel into dark places, whether it's it's where we live or it's here where you live, the spiritual battle can be really intense and really relentless. And so we know that depletion is inevitable, and so restoration becomes essential. We have to restore if we're going to be able to continue the work.
So restoration is a biblical concept, isn't it? So look at this verse we put up here, Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Just read it with me. Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." This passage is not just for missionaries or pastors or church leaders. It's for everybody. And this, I look at these two verses as invitational, that it's an invitation, both a radical and intimate. Think with me for a second. Jesus says, "Come to me." He's not inviting us to a place or an event. He's inviting us to himself. He wants us to know him, to experience him in relationship. And then he says, "All you who are weary and heavy laden." We may tend to think, well, I'm not tired. I guess I don't need to go to Jesus, right? But Jesus is really understanding. He says, "I know the world you live in. I know that it wears on you, that there's heavy things, and you need rest. I can give it to you." The radical part comes next. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you." Typically, we think that's going to be a heavy thing. But he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Again, experience this relationship. "For I am gentle and humble in heart." That's the intimate part. He's inviting us to not just join the club, he's inviting us to come relationally with him, to receive the rest that he gives. He describes it as, "And you will find rest for your soul." Your soul rest. Have you experienced a soul rest? Do you know what that's like? I love the way that Dallas Willard explains it. He says, "Our soul is like an inner stream of water, which gives strength, direction, and harmony to every other element of our life. When that stream is as it should be, we are constantly refreshed and exuberant in all that we do, because our soul itself is profusely rooted in the vastness of God and his kingdom, including nature. And all else within us is enlivened by that, directed by that stream." Well, when you stop and think for a minute, wow, how is my soul? Where is my soul? Is it as it should be? Well, here's a great biblical graph to put yourself through. Jesus said that the Spirit of God dwells in you. And Paul described our life with the Spirit of God like this. He said, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." When we see those kinds of things in our lives, we can recognize that maybe our soul is at peace and healthy. Because when stress comes, what's the first thing to go? Our peace, our joy. Our ability to deal with the weight of the world, the heavy things that come upon us. And Jesus is inviting us to experience his strength and his rest. So, what is the rest of God? Well, Mark Buchanan wrote a book called The Rest of God, and he describes it like this. "The rest God gladly gives is not a reward for finishing. It's not a bonus for work that's well done. It's a sheer gift. It is a stop work order. in the midst of work that's never completed, never polished. Sabbath is not the break that we're allotted at the tail end of completing all of our tasks and chores, the fulfillment of all of our obligations. It's the rest that we take smack dab in the middle of them, without apology, without guilt, and for no better reason than God told us that we could. How about for you? How hard is it for you to stop and take a rest? Missionaries on the field are driven by a huge need. They look around them. They recognize that there's a whole community, a whole city, a whole nation that has never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. I got to work hard every day, 24/7. Well, we all know what happens when we do that. We get depleted. So what does restoration look like? Well, we've studied and found that restoration comes in a variety of forms. It can come in just stillness and silence. It can come with physical activity. How about prayer and meditation on Scripture? We typically think that's the only way, right? But there's all these other ways. Each of us is formed in a way that we can take rest, the rest that our soul needs, in a unique way. Sometimes it's talking out loud with someone that you trust, someone that cares for you. Sometimes it's just laughing, having a fun social time, or being aware of things that you don't normally notice, that you just kind of passes by. Sometimes it's stopping and noticing God in your life. What is he doing? What's he saying to you? These are all different ways that we stop. And we know that the rest of God is for us, thank you, to experience his pleasure, his power, his love, and his presence. So it turns out that inadequacy turns out to be our greatest gift, but our dependency is our greatest achievement. Isaiah got it right when he echoed Jesus in the past. And he said, therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are those who long for him. If God is longing to be gracious to you, if he's waiting, kind of begs the question, as Pastor Bob would say, what's holding him back? What's keeping him from being gracious to you? What's keeping him from showing his compassion for you? Well, Jesus invites us to come to him. And that's where it is. That's our responsibility, is simply to come to him, to slow down and listen. Dependency on God is what we're finding out is the most important thing. For highly skilled and highly capable but overworked missionaries, rest and dependency on God are absolutely critical for them to stay on the field long term. We are so grateful that Moon Valley has partnered with us to create a space for rest and care for these international workers on the field, to provide counseling and spiritual care that anchors them to a place of vitality and helps them continue to walk in the calling that the Spirit of God called them to. As we look ahead at 2019, and God's expansion of the work in Budapest, we have some needs that we'd like to share with you. You may be asking the question, how can I help? I knew that was on your lips, right? Right on your mind. So we have a couple of different ways. First of all, you can come join us in prayer. We believe in prayer. Prayer is the most powerful thing we can do. God says that we are a body united together in the Spirit of God. When we pray for one another, it doesn't matter if we're sitting next to each other or we're, you know, 8,000 miles away. The Spirit of God joins us together and hears us and teams with us. So we invite you to take one of our prayer cards, stick it on your refrigerator or wherever it's good for you, and pray for us, but on a weekly basis, on a regular basis. The effort pays off. Another way is to become a partner with our projects. We have a number of projects, and we actually have some project cards. That's our prayer card. Out on the table out there that listed a number of things, projects like going to different conferences where Karen and I do counseling all week long, and we see many couples, and we provide counseling and care for them when they come to these conferences. And then another way is become a monthly partner. Some of you already are, and we so appreciate that. We are blessed by your partnership. We are about 80% of our support right now. We have kind of dropped down from 2.5 years ago. That kind of is normal. And if the Lord moves on your heart, we invite you to do that. And we have the information out in the lobby there to help you find a way to do that. We want to share a little video with some friends of ours, a little testimony of what God's doing.
Hi, we are Scott and Jane Quedon, and we have served with Campus Crusade for Christ in Zagreb, Croatia. We've been here for 25 years, and we've seen a lot of missionaries come and go throughout the years.
We've seen a lot of missionaries who have been here on the field, and missionaries come with a lot of needs. And one of the biggest needs they have is for someone to be able to relate to them and talk to them and help them process through when they themselves are going through a hard time of grief, crisis, transition, team difficulty, marital difficulty. And missionaries are much like normal people, and they have struggles, and there are few places where missionaries, though, can feel safe to go to talk about the struggle or the struggles when they encounter them.
When we heard about the Marys moving to Budapest, we were so excited because we knew that they would be able to provide help and support for many of our friends, dear people who have been on the field for years, who just need help through a certain time of life or crisis, or even to walk through what happens when all of your support systems are gone. And so we have been grateful to them that they have provided services for dear people who love the Lord, who want to serve Him in full-time ministry. We've also seen people come out of their time with the Marys, from their intensives to the regular counseling, who have come out changed people. People with hope, people with a desire to walk with the Lord and to continue to make a difference wherever they serve.
We're very glad that Jeff and Karen are here in the area and are serving people and are allowing people to be able to stay on the field and to be even more effective for the Lord for years to come. So thank you for supporting them.
Thank you. Bye.
We are going to pray for the Marys, but before I pray, I have a question for you. It's a very important question. Is it Budapest or Budapest?
Budapest.
Budapest.
Okay.
Is the pronunciation.
I looked that up on the internet, and there was some discussion about that.
So in Hungarian, the S is a sh. So if you're in Hungary, it's Budapest. Anywhere else you can get away with
that. I could have sworn I was listening, and I could have sworn I heard Jeff say Budapest. Did you say that?
Well, in context, you know.
Okay. You're going with Americanizing
American version.
Well, let's pray for the Marys. Lord God, we are so thankful for the Marys, the relationship that we enjoy. We thank you for what you're doing in them and through them as a missionary to missionaries, keeping people on the field and ministering to their deep emotional and spiritual needs. As they do that, Lord, we ask that you would provide for them as they help others to be refreshed and restored. Would you refresh and restore them? Strengthen them to the task. Would you give them what they need financially? And even today, Lord, would you bring supporters that would be able to help? Lord, in all these ways, we just pray that you would provide the Marys what they need so that they can in turn strengthen your people as they spread the gospel. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.